We're up in Miami, flying out of Miami. We're up in Miami. Not so pretty and it's not so nice. It's not how you see in a Miami Vice. People fight, well that's stupid shit. There's a lot of assholes and a lot of friends.
Hey folks, welcome to the Oye Comics podcast, brought to you by Florida Geek Scene, Creature Entertainment, and Fuakata.com. This week I only have one review, book to review, but I did want to go and talk about a couple of things that are going on in comics, just because sometimes I get various questions and people are sending me stuff, or they ask me questions at cons and stuff like that. The big thing is, Iceman, Bobby Drake, younger version, now outed, yada, yada, yada. And I mean, it was all in passing. I think I've not met anybody that's mad, but it is one of those things where it's not even, how you say, it's not a maddening thing. It's not like you get mad, but it's just you do ask the question like, I don't know. Is it worth it? Is this a thing now? I mean, it's not that you don't. I don't care if a character's gay. Like, what does that have to do with one thing or another? Other than inclusion or feeling a little bit better. But now it's just like, is this just something you go to and, you know, I don't know, just stumble out when you're out of ideas? I mean, plain and simple. Is that what it is? You know, again, don't care. It's cool. I actually, you know, it could make an interesting storyline and all that. But I mean, even the fact that it's like, you know, oh, okay, now he's full gay. He's not even bisexual. He's full gay. I mean, is that a thing? Is that really something that we wanted? Or is that something really that's going to help the story or tell something very interesting? I mean, it does only pose a question of why the younger Bobby Drake is gay and the older one isn't. And then, you know, now maybe you're posing a question that's kind of funny, you know, like, is this a, you know, nature versus nurture thing or nurture versus nature? Is this just, you know, he came to the future and he saw he could be gay and it's not as bad as the past? And I don't know. I mean, it's a weird thing. So I'm all for it. It's cool. Fine. But I just really want to see the intent. In other words, if you're going to do something like this, you better do it right and don't fuck us over. But then again, this is at the ass end of this series as we all go into Secret Wars and everything gets redone. So what does it matter, I guess, you know? I'm more excited about, you know, Peter Quill and Kitty Pryde getting married. That's a really cool thing. At the end of it all, it kind of makes everything, you know, at the end of Black Vortex and all the other books that are happening in All New X-Men, yeah, it makes it, like, cool to see the team up and everything else. So, and it goes to show that, you know, characters growing and stuff. But again, everything's going to be redone. And it's almost like, is it worth it? Again, you know? But it is fun to see. It's something cool to look at. And it just shows characters growing and just not having that. I mean, you know, back in the Jim Shooter days with Marvel and everything, you had storylines, you had things going on, people exploring different things. And you could go into it and kind of enjoy it. And there was a storyline and characters grew and some, you know, grew into each other and grew out and died. And so a universe formed and a story formed. And we're kind of used to all that going away with a resurgence and stuff. And I was pointing this out in a past another podcast when I was talking about, you know, world building and world destroying. But, I mean, you know, again, you're doing the Bobby Drake thing. You're doing this thing with Kitty Pryde. It's just, it's getting to a point now where, oh, cool. You're going to do all the cool stuff at the end, and now everything's gone. And now everything's redone. Why don't you do that during the storyline? And instead of rehashing the same shit again and again and again. I mean, I don't mind coming back and visiting and messing around with stuff. I mean, Marvel looks like it's going to do, you know, all new, all different Avengers in September. The Gamora series, Doctor Strange, Extraordinary X-Men, Defenders, and Uncanny Inhumans. So, it seems like they're putting a bunch of stuff together to really relaunch everything, but I just wonder how. And I like that the characters that are coming out that are going to be there. I think it looks very interesting. It looks really cool. And as much as like people can complain that it's the Falcon Captain America, the Miles Morales Spider-Man, the female Thor, the Muslim Miss Marvel, what have you, it looks like a young and new team. So it's something cool to look forward to and get into, you know? But other stuff, I mean, like, and I'm looking at you, DC, you know, with Convergence and everything else. I mean, what, like Dick Grayson got shot now and Thomas Wayne blew up. I mean, spoilers there. I mean, it's just like, what the hell is going on? You know, why do you keep coming back to the same thing, especially with a character like the Joker and stuff like that? I mean, DC, what was it that somebody said the other day? Depressed comics or depressing comics. It's just the same shit and the same schlotsky crap. And I just figured, you know, now's your chance to clean the slate, tell new stories, tell something that's cool. And they're doing it with some books like Gotham Academy and everything. But it always comes back to that formulaic, let's go back. It's like they keep going back and condensing issues. You know, some things have been great to see new angles. I've been reading the Scott Snyder Batman and seeing how, you know, he did that year one and that angle and everything else. But I feel like it's always, again, going back. It's great storytelling. The stories were really cool. And just seeing those, you know, you always wondered in that beginning, where was that beginning argument between Wayne and Alfred, you know? And it was there. And those were some great stories in Year Zero. So it really brings it forward and it gives flavor to the characters. But I feel like, again, you have to do prequels and retcons and this. And now, again, we're doing everything again, you know, all over again. And it's just like, fuck, you know? How many times, you know, you start getting it right and then you wipe the whole thing away. So, yeah, comics are a funny thing right now. So, what else is new? And, guys, go support your local comic shops. Right now I'm doing my own comic shop and I'm putting it together and I had to do orders. And, you know, with all these new number ones and everything that's coming out between, you know, next month with DC and September with Marvel, I don't know where the hell we're going to be at. I mean, it's going to be hard for a lot of comic shops. You have to pick and choose which ones you're going to get, which ones you're not going to get, blah, blah, blah. But if we do everything right, it's going to come together really nicely. And if you guys support your comic shop, go there, pick up your books, talk to them, you know, see what's going on, have them help you, you know, really get on your way. You know, you're going to help the industry, you know, go a lot stronger, you know, and go a lot better. So, yeah, so I guess those are my 2 cents right now for the beginning of this podcast. And I guess from here, we'll just get into the review.
The eternal wonders of space and time. The faraway dreams and mysteries of other worlds, other life, the stars, the planets. Man has been face to face with them for centuries. It is barely able to penetrate their unknown secrets. Sometime, someday, the barrier will be pierced. Why must we wait? Why not now?
So this week I have Sage Escape Equinox, one of three, I believe by Primal Archetype, that's the company. Sage Escape Equinox, writer and artist Damian S. Simankiewicz, I hope I'm not butchering that, letters by Primal Archetype, and I think it's published in Britain originally. This is issue one of this series, but I went on the website and saw that there's a whole bunch more. It's like a future space cybernetic technological adventure craziness book about a girl named Sage who gets caught up in all the wackiness of space and time. No, I mean, it's a really cool space adventure book about a character named Sage, and that she survives the destruction of her village, Natura, by the military provider, Friendly Corp. Determined to avenge her home and family, Sage infiltrated Friendly Corp Central on Earth and had her body upgraded with experimental cybernetics, making her a prototype for the new salesman assassin, level 7. Missing partial memory but equipped for warfare, Sage began her mission. Sage traveled to Mars and learned the identity of the person mainly responsible for the media cover-up by the Natura massacre, Elvis Cray. Sage made the choice to assassinate Elvis Cray instead of protecting his daughter, Imogen, who was at risk at being converted by the Friendly Corp into a salesman assassin. In the wake of the hit, Sage was hunted down and trapped in an emergency escape pod, leaving her falling endlessly through space. Chapter 1, Samara Battle. It's a really... you know what's funny? Look, let's just... Alright, let's just fucking get to it. One of the things that I've noticed about the book is I don't know if it's partly how he draws the anatomy and or this... And I've seen this before, and it's not a bad thing, but you gotta really know what you're doing. The way you... I guess Damien is using as an artist, I guess he's using poser for a lot of the characters. So what happens is that you can kind of tell, it's like he's using the poser to do the figures, and from there, a lot of the basis of it. So a lot of the characters seem to have the same kind of body type and look. At the very, you kind of get thrown into the comic. The story is interesting. I'll tell you this much. The story is very interesting. But the execution is kind of weird. Again, it's something to look at. I kind of like how it opens up in a space scene. He has all the right things in place. But for myself, one of the things that kind of takes me out is the art a little bit. Just because, again, he looks like he's using poser as for the figures and everything else. And so what happens is that there's a roundness to the figures, a kind of weird junction, especially with the eye placement and everything, that makes him look a little mannequinish and takes away from everything that's going on. Yet there's other scenes where you could tell he drew stuff, but some of the, I guess you could say the proportions are a little bit off. It also, it's a story that throws you totally into something. It gives you that forward that I just read to you. And then it just throws you totally into it. It kind of gets you in a situation where you're playing catch up the whole time. Which is kind of cool because for the beginning space battle, that kind of works. And so it has that interesting trick of you saying, okay, what the hell is going on? Let me read on to find out. But the artwork is kind of throwing me off. And there's like certain coloring effects and stuff like that that he's using on there that I personally, I just never really liked. I can see it. I guess by being a guy who makes comics, these are the stuff that I avoid. And he's using it full on. Now, I will tell you this. The storytelling and the scene placement and even the composition are really good. I just think I don't know if it's a refinishing and some of the drawing, he needs to just, for me, just tighten up and get a little bit harder on. But the story's really good. I think it was funny because there were just some situations here where they throw a bunch of banner, they throw a bunch of stuff, so you can't really, you know, when somebody says, oh, we're going to throw a level 28, you know, a level 18 assassin at this and everything. Ooh, who's the level 18 assassin? And a portal opens and it's like this baby in a suit crawling out. And it's like, okay, what the hell is this? And everybody freaks out. And it's I love this line. He goes, fuck no, Mike DeValiant. They send in a screamer. Get all troops, scorpion suits, and fighters away from the compound now! And then this little weird baby in a suit opens its mouth and starts fucking screaming and like destroys everything and then melts. So I thought that was really kind of hilarious and cool. Like that's when I suddenly thought, oh, okay, this story's jumping. This has some craziness to it. And then the rest of the time is kind of after that initial battle and everything, it's all kind of from there kind of throwing everything down, you know? So now it's all putting it all together and bringing the story and bringing everything around. I mean, it's kind of answering all the questions and everything that's happening. It's an interesting way about how they talk about technology here, how things are coming out, how things are being related, and the stories that are going on. It kind of makes me want to go back and read more of the back issues and see what's going on. Just like, again, like I say, the artwork kind of throws me off. But all in all, I like it. Some of the things, too, that are kind of weird is that it has that weird aesthetic. bad girl vibe to it, which again, depending on what you like, I mean, there's guys that love the bad girl stuff, go and get it and buy it all the time. But me personally, it's not a big deal for me. I think where it got me more is this idea of the technology and the stuff that they were using, and there's scenes where she has certain implants and memories and skill sets, and she just switches it out like she's switching out a cartridge or on a video game. So I thought that was interesting. I thought it was a cool execution. But other than that, yeah, I think it's a definitely maybe. If you're into, I think, the space stuff, like, you know, futuristic space sort of comics, you like a wide array of characters, which this definitely has, and you like, you know, the kind of bad girl vibe to it and the weird technology, like funkiness, totally, you could pick this up. I would give this, you know, of all the Wayavas, you know, probably 2 out of 4 for myself. I don't think I would go out of my way to read this book. It's not my thing. But I think for anybody that's into kind of this kind of shit, it's really cool. I think you could be into it. I think if they up the ante a little bit with just the drawing, because their storytelling is good and the story is interesting. But I think they need to keep in mind that even if this is your second series and the first issue of the second series, this is somebody's first comic. So you're kind of throwing them into something and they won't know what the hell's going on. So if you can kind of like work that out so that people can kind of work on the comic and appreciate it more, I think it'll be way better for everybody else. So I think, you know, overall, you know, if they can come back and really hone this down, it could be interesting. But for what it's worth, it's a pretty interesting comic. I'd like to see where it goes. I might still keep up with it just to see what's going on. They're available on Comixology and some other formats too, so you don't have to go blow a load looking for it. So if you want to find out more about this, you can go to sageescape.com. That's their website. Really cool website. It does explain everything that's going on. Has all the a lot of extras and stuff, sketches and things on the artists and the characters that are on there and everything else. And I think they already have a next issue already planned out. So, I mean, this is an ongoing series here, the ongoing limited series. So, that's it. Again, I would give it 2 Wayavas out of 4. But if you're into space stuff and you're into the bad girl thing and everything else, and anybody who wants an kind of interesting space, like into like space opera kind of stuff, I would give it a 3 out of 4. Needs to tighten up its artwork, needs to kind of explain itself a little bit better, ease people into the craziness that it has. But once you're in it, it's pretty interesting. So Sage Escape Equinox, 1 of 3, 2 Wayavas out of 4, and check it out, Primal Archetype. All right, that's it for this podcast. I know it's only one book, but go complain to Scott and tell him, hey, man, why don't you give Juan more books a review? And, you know, don't be a dick, you know. Just tell him that. Just tell him that, especially if you see him, you know, at the cons and stuff. Just go up to him and be like, don't be a dick. Just go to Scott's Leisure and tell him all the time, hey, don't be a dick. That's everything for now. I will be at C2E2 this weekend at the Creature Entertainment booth, booth 100. You can check me out there. Next weekend after that, I will be at BTL Collectibles at Dolphin Mall at the Cine Bistro. I will be there Friday doing sketch covers and drawing and everything else. You can check us out there. I'm going to be there Friday. Saturday for Free Comic Book Day, I will be at Past, Present, and Future on Sterling at the Davey store. I will be there with Creature Entertainment signing stuff too. So, you know, I got a lot of upcoming events. hopefully what I'm going to try to do for next podcast is pick up some stuff at C2E2, the review, talk to some folks, see what I can get from there. And Also, see if I catch a couple of interviews or something. Maybe talk to a couple of Florida artists that are going to be up there. Bug them, see what they think of what's going on here. And other than that, that's it for me. So, see you this weekend in Chicago if you're there. And as always, you can find me online, fwacata.com, F-W-A-C-A-T-A. You can find me on Twitter through that, Instagram. My website has all the links to going everywhere. You can find Creature Entertainment at creatureentertainment.com. And, of course, you can always thank Florida Geek Scene for this, like, great, awesome, wonderful review show. You should email them. Tell Mike Favada. And you say, hey, Mike, Favada. That Juan's doing a great job. He's a good guy. You should like pay him or something, you know. And tell Scott Slazier, don't be a dick. All right, guys. See you next week.